Good afternoon, I'm Rob Sussman. For the second day in a row, Keele Middle School has received a bomb threat. Police say the threat was sent over email on Tuesday morning. The school had already been called off for the day at all the district's buildings, so no one was there. Police searched the building and didn't find any explosives. The bomb threat referred to an ongoing investigation into the use of non-preferred gender pronouns by students towards another student. The Wisconsin Department of Justice has been called in to help investigate. Schools in the Green Bay area may soon be in line for some upgrades. Earlier this spring, about 3,400 responses were recorded for a survey.
Survey found 82% strongly agree or agree to support a referendum to address deferred and delayed maintenance needs. Chief Operations Officer John Patchick says we're talking everything from window replacements to athletic field upgrades, synthetic turf not as susceptible to the weather.
Whereas if you go with some kind of synthetic surface, you're able to manage that drainage.
Board President Laura McCoy says maintaining schools in the district is critical.
We're honoring the investment that generations of taxpayers have made.
If the school board approves it, a $93 million referendum could go before voters in November. Robert Kennedy, WTAQ News.
Some Ashwaubenon High School students are dedicating their futures to tech careers. Students participating in a career technical education sign-up event on Monday. The students have pathways, training, apprenticeships, and internships all laid out before them following graduation. Ashwaubenon High School Principal Dirk Ribbons giving a special thanks to the community.
If we were to look around this room, we'd see things that were sponsored, given to us from metal shops and engineering firms and automotive companies, and just a lot of support from around the community.
Ribbon says the students are exposed to the world of business education throughout high school. May is Lupus Awareness Month, raising awareness about the condition and strides being made in treating it. Dr. Shivani Garg is a UW Health rheumatologist. She says to keep addressing social barriers to identify how to reduce the risk in people with lupus and lupus nephritis.
Lupus and lupus nephritis are the leading causes of mortality in young, diverse women. So it becomes very important to address and target some of these barriers to improve the outcomes and survival.
UW Health in Madison is home to Wisconsin's first multidisciplinary lupus clinic. Fox 11 forecast.
We'll have a dry day today, but a wet Wednesday. This afternoon, partly sunny, high 65. Tonight, cloudy, low 48. Tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain, high near 62. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, chance of a few showers, high near 70. From Fox 11, your station for severe weather coverage, I'm Pete Petoniak. For News Talk, WTAQ.
And I'm Rob Sussman, 1360, 97.5, WTAQ News Talk Sports.